choose a career and stay with it for life? Perhaps that's what many people used to do and maybe still do, but consider this man, Wilhelm Herschel, known to the world later as Sir William Herschel, discoverer of the planet Uranus. Born 18 years before Mozart and one of six children of a bandsman in the Royal Foot Guards in Hanover, Germany. All those siblings learned to play musical instruments, Wilhelm's being both violin and oboe. And at 21, he and one of his brothers emigrated to England, where Wilhelm eked out a living as a music copyist. He writes in his autobiography, "So numerous a family would not permit my father, with his scanty circumstances, to bestow much on the education of his children. I loved music to an excess and made considerable progress in it. The difficulty of succeeding in London induced me to visit some places in the country, and after some years spent in Newcastle, Leeds, etc., I was chosen organist at Halifax in Yorkshire." In this rather lonely period in his 20s, Herschel composed symphonies, concertos, and sonatas. He also gave many performances and was even invited to lead an Edinburgh orchestra in the performance of some of his own works. In the background, you can hear his beautiful oboe concerto in C major. At 28, he was appointed organist and choirmaster of the Octagon Chapel in Bath, an ancient Roman city near Bristol, a position he held for about 15 years. He wrote, "My situation proved a very profitable one, as I soon fell into all the public business of the concerts, the rooms, etc. And many times after a fatiguing day of 14 or 16 hours, I retired at night with the greatest avidity to unbend the mind, with a few propositions in Maclaurin's Calculus of Fluxions, or other books of that sort." From his job and his performing, he was soon able to invite some of his siblings over from Hanover, particularly his younger sister Caroline and another musician brother, Alex. By the time Herschel was 40, he had a reputation as a composer, oboist, and teacher, though not, of course, a Mozart, who was by then 22. Yet by the time Herschel was 43, he would suddenly acquire an even greater reputation on account of his interests in math and astronomy. "To my sorrow," wrote his sister Caroline, "I saw almost every room turned into a workshop, a cabinet maker making a tube in a handsomely furnished drawing room, Alex putting up a huge turning machine in a bedroom." Herschel writes about it this way, "Among other mathematical subjects, optics and astronomy came in turn, and when I read of the many charming discoveries that had been made by means of the telescope, I was so delighted that I wished to see the heavens with mine own eyes. The price quoted for a telescope seemed to me so extravagant that I formed the resolution to make one myself. I persisted for some years, till to my infinite satisfaction I saw Saturn in the year 1774 through a 5-foot Newtonian reflector of my own making. I used frequently to run from the harpsichord at the theater to look at the stars during the time of an act, and return to the next music." As we said, at 43 Herschel made that major discovery, the large and featureless seventh planet, Uranus. A few months later, King George III asked to see him and his telescope, and then offered to support him as an astronomer if he would leave his music post and come permanently to London. Thus ended his first 4 decades of music, and thus began his second 4 decades of astronomy. At the age of 50, Herschel married, and one son was born, John Herschel, who later also became a well-known astronomer. He died in his sleep at the age of 84, having enjoyed 2 careers, and there is a memorial stone to the German musician on the floor of Westminster Abbey.